As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Marty Hawk will get us covered on everything we need to know about county government. Marty, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I am fine. I am really feeling relieved because I have a daughter in Florida, but she's on the East Coast, and she's hopefully going to be safe this time around. Not that many years ago.
No.
We were that concerned that she was about to be blown away. So I know that I have a lot of other family members in Florida and a lot of good friends, and I just hope that they all have found a safe place to be.
The good news about hurricanes, as we know, there isn't much of it, but the lead time to be prepared does help. I don't know if it's perfect, but it's better than perhaps some of the severe weather we see in Indiana that pops up quite quickly, and we don't always have 3 or 4 or 5 days or whatever it's going to be.
Right, exactly, and that's what Teresa continues. My daughter continues to tell me, "Mom, if something is going to happen, we have enough time to prepare." In Indiana, you have no time to prepare. You just, if they say head to the basement, you better be hoping you have a basement to head to. So, right. So it is still a beautiful day here in Monroe County, and I'm grateful to be here because it's always a good spot to be. And I hope we have a good weekend because I'd looked at the weather report, and it looked like we were going to be okay. So
just fine.
Let's hope this weather doesn't come up and grab us.
I hope not. They're showing the time-lapse photography of Estero Boulevard on Fort Myers Beach from this morning when there was no rain on the street, and now the camera's covered, and it's just tragically awful. Okay, county government, let's get to what your area of expertise. Neither one of us are weathermen or women, so we will do that. Where are we on budget talks? Where are we on getting, did we get everything in where we needed to get it in on time? Give us our Wednesday update, if you will.
Right, that the same day that I was concerned about it, it went in sometime that evening. I took a look at it, and for whatever reason, they projected a much higher budget, et cetera, for what would be the general fund. Don't worry, folks, that is not what we're going to do. Evidently, they just sort of doubled everything there so that we can move things around. You know, these local budget notices are really, they're supposed to be closer to what the numbers really are supposed to be. But the real fear is if you put something in there too close and then you've made a mistake. But if you put it in there, it's too late. Now, you can always reduce it, but you can never increase it. So when it was entered, they entered it way high. Which also makes me wonder how much you can really rely on what's in there for the other taxing units. If they're all way high, too, it's not as informative as you would like for it to be. But what was pretty informative last evening, I think that a lot of people were watching, what are you going to do about the raises for county employees? What are you going to do about the raises for the elected officials, because remember last year that went on and was a big old hullabaloo right at the last, and then we started again, and there was another big, you know, pushback trying to figure out what to do about the, and it was mainly its commissioners that was seemed to have the bigger concern. But so the vote was taken last night on those. There was sort of some conversation about, well, let's wait till the next meeting. And I said, this is our job. Let's just get the job done. Make a decision, good, bad, or indifferent. At some point in time, you have to decide. And this business of waiting until December, and when everybody's busy with Christmas or whatever, and they're not paying attention to county government. So what it appears, and this is what happened, was that there was a movement by some that they wanted the commissioners to make as much as the other full-time elected officials' base salary, which was $70,516 proposed to be for next year. That's with a 5% raise from this year. And there were some who thought it should be that total amount of the $75,516. Others wanted it to be 90% of that. And so that they tried that vote for it to be 90%, and the vote did not go through. It was a 3-4 vote. And I voted against. I was joined by Peter Iverson. I forget exactly who voted how. But then, so the next motion was to take it to 85%. And so I did vote for that 85% because I thought it was better than 100% or 90%. And so, I mean, sometimes you end up getting whatever you can get. But that was still a raise of $11,053.
Well, it's noticeable they didn't start at a raise of 10%, then to 15%, then to 20%. Let's just ask for the whole hog, and then we'll just get a piece of it at the end. I mean, that's your government, folks. And if you think these people are worth that much, well, God bless you, because you're going to pay for it.
Well, and you know.
This is different than losing county. This is different than losing county employees to another county because they pay better. This is different. These are elected officials. These are people that are voted into office, and these are the people who are voted into office giving these people this kind of money. So let's just call the full-time job. Let's stop goofing around. Let's make sure everybody's on the same page here. If you go back 5 years, tell me how much they made 5 years ago, Marty. Can you do that off the top of your head?
I don't have that in front of me, but
it's about $30,000. It's about $32,000.
It was a whole lot less. A whole lot less.
So there you go, folks. And there's your money, and those are your elected officials. And what says they can't come back to the table next year and get another $10,000 raise? I don't know. I don't know how that works. I just I hear this all from you.
What I'm trying to figure out here is because, at the meeting, not this meeting, but the one before, there was a conversation going on there. Well, you know, the elected officials are different. We can't leave. You know, we signed on for 4 years. We can't leave. And I thought, go down the line of the county council and see how many of those folks, those spots,
lots of them,
where people did move on. And that, you know, you have a right to go ahead and move on if you want to and say, look, I know I signed up for 4 years, but I have this other thing I need to do, family, job or whatever, and
so, yeah, so be,
how did
so,
the people
yeah, so,
get put on there?
Yeah, being
they get put
being
on
trapped
there by the party.
Being trapped does not mean a 50% 100% wage increase. Being trapped, I'd like to be trapped if that's the case. So, yep.
I mean, you could always leave, and for any member of the council to say, well, we have to stay for 4 years. Well, maybe you signed on for that. But you go down the list of how many were put in place on the council by a caucus of the precinct committee people in their party, not elected by the people, because
yep.
people moved on. Now, I understand that happens. So that I'm not finding fault with. But to say that they can't leave, and so whatever, no, they chose to be in that spot. They knew when they ran for the office, they knew what that pay would be. Now, that does not mean to say that there shouldn't be some adjustment in pay over time, because after all, it costs money to be, you know, involved, because, you know, just spending all your
hours. I don't disagree with any of that. None. I don't disagree with any of it. But here's the problem with one-party rule. You can make it whatever you want. That's a problem.
Right, because
that's a problem.
It's very frustrating when you sit there and you go, okay, I've got to look at how can I vote on this so I can get the best outcome possible.
That's exactly right.
But really, unless you really believe that you can get a full-time commissioner who has no other job, That's just all they're going to do. And they are experts in management of property and in all of the things that county commissioners have to do, because remember, they're over all of the building and grounds. They're over the highway. They're over all of these different departments. And so it's my estimation that you're not going to get somebody who could really like run a company that had 600 employees and have all those responsibilities and get them for $60,000 or even $100,000, because you couldn't. But that's not really, while the commissioners may have that responsibility, they're not in there in that office every day doing that, because they have all of these other folks that are doing that, and they report to them. So they, you know, we have a county administrator who does those things. But you know what? That ship has sailed. That decision has been made.
Well, a lot of ships sail when the vote's the vote. I mean, everybody goes in, pulls one lever, and away we go. And then you wonder, wow, how did this all happen? Well, here it is, folks. This is the real life part of it. So there you go. Get your money. Get in there. Run for office, somebody. Go ahead. Sign up.
Well, you know, the other thing is just like there was an appointment to the Women's Commission last night. Well, and then you say, well, what's a Women's Commission? Well, it's something that the group put together to say, hey, we think we ought to have a Women's Commission, okay? Well, the Women's Commission has no diversity at all. It's like all – it's the appointments by the ruling party, and I get that. But if they really believe in diversity, maybe they should have some from another party. But really, it's just how it seems that it continues to go. Because are we going to be ruled by all these appointed committees and commissions, et cetera? And I've said this before. Or are the elected officials going to do and make the decisions that they are elected to do? And yes, you always take advice from the public. I mean, we always have. But you don't continue to put it off into this committee that you appoint to tell you what it is you want to hear. But that's just me.
Well, that's how it works.
I'm not being very nice about it.
To the victor go the spoils, right? And if that's how you want to be spoiled, great. Just pay everybody, tax the hell out of it, and that's great. That's what we'll do. So sit back and enjoy it, folks.
And I'll just say I rarely vote against an appointment, but I voted against it because I thought it's time to shake this up a little bit and not pretend that this is one thing or the other. Okay, the important other things we did, we looked at some big jobs here, and one of which was looking at that big general obligation bond. Remember, we used to be allowed to do a $1 million a general obligation bond for capital projects. And then they changed up. Well, no, you can do $2 million.
What is it now?
Now
$4 million?
You can do,
it's like an auction.
Now you can do $3 million. Now you can do $5 million. Well, this time it's going to be $3,100,000 something of the other for some projects. Now, it's hard to speak against fire escapes and, you know, wall window repair. And those kinds of things. So, you know, there are things that we really absolutely need to take care of. And remember, that's the reason why we have a CUM cap budget in part, was to do some of these smaller repairs. But that is all sucked up, almost $500,000 for that marvelous parking garage that we have. So, okay, that's just... But really, I mean, it's really strange. Well, at the end of the day, and I've been there for about, 3.5 hours, I decided to listen to the last two presentations, which was public presentations of some assignments. It wasn't actually a county council situation. I decided I would come home and listen to it on CATS. So I did that today, and one of the presentations was from the Heading Home, that United Way group that Mary Morgan is working with on having to do with housing. And one of the things that she, and this I watched on CATS, and so anybody who's interested in watching that, I welcome them to. But one of the things that she said that really caught my eye was that when she went around meeting to these other counties, remember this was supposed to be a collaboration with the other adjoining counties, and when she went to some of these more rural counties, they didn't recognize or didn't want to recognize that there was a homeless problem, or maybe even I don't know whether it's an addiction problem or whatever that's causing homelessness or whatever, and that they really just didn't want to acknowledge it. And then she said something that sounded like, I think that they would just assume they would come to Monroe County. Well, why are they? I could have told them that's what the answer they would have gotten from the rural counties. Yeah. They really believe that this problem that we've got with all these transients is because we've provided all of these services that folks are coming here together. I talked with you a bit about this last week. And so the county surrounding us, they don't want us to be sending these people out to their counties. They want to send their problem to us. And, of course, we'll take them. So,
well, send your cash, too. That's what I would tell these other counties. Go ahead and send a check.
Right.
Bring some money with you. Because if you want us to help, we'll be more than happy to help. But you need to chip in. If you can't, quote-unquote, afford it, you need to chip in.
No, this is, so far, we're not seeing that. We're seeing all this money that we have sent to United Way and committed, it's millions, and we haven't even built the first home yet for someone who's experienced homelessness. Now, I really believe that we ought to help in some ways when it is time to make it possible to have workforce housing, and you can do that by making sure your planning and zoning is correct and that you're encouraging job creation and all of those things. And for that reason, I think we ought to support things like Bloomington Economic Development Corporation and the different chambers and some people who are trying to really bring in the jobs and look at what will encourage employers to come here. And so there is a reason to do that, because I think most responsible people want to be able to go to work, earn a paycheck in order to pay for the roof over their house. They don't want someone to just hand it to them. They want to go work for it.
I think it's all the above. I don't think there's anybody that's wrong either this direction, but I think you have to provide for all of it, just not part of it. That would be my angle. But they don't ask me.
Well, I mean, if you are providing for those who just come here to get everything free and not have to work for it and expect that to continue on, it may be a way to get a start, but there is no way this county, this community can provide for that forever.
It just doesn't
work that way.
I don't think it does either. Marty Hawk is our guest. She's the county councilwoman who joins us every Wednesday. You've left out all the talk about getting the convention center up and running. Is that not important anymore? Is that 6th or 8th, 10th or 11th on the list? How does that work?
Okay, it seems to go on further down the list. I will say that someone from the chamber spoke to the commissioners this morning at a public comment time. The commissioners did respond by saying that they had done a doodle poll or something to see when everybody could meet, and that the time that they could meet was sometime in mid-August. Mid-October. And so I've had that date written down when that meeting was going to be. I guess it's better than nothing.
Sure.
But it's just taking a long while.
Well, it shows you the order of importance. You can tell by the other things we've been talking about where this falls into it, and I think that's clear as day. I don't think everybody sees it that way, but I do. If you keep pushing this to the back burner, knowing what could be possible by the state legislature and other things, that's sending a message, I believe, loud and clear, and that's my opinion, and it's my show, so I can say anything I want.
right. And if somebody wants a show of their own, they can just get the money and go
absolutely
buy the
right. But the point of the matter is, we've got a lot of really, really important things here, and it just seems like every 6 weeks we change the order of what is the most important, and that's fascinating. And I don't know, Marty, if this helps, hurts, or otherwise. Nobody likes the boat rocked. Nobody likes, we just like to have everything the way it's always been. Well, that doesn't happen when you live in a town, in a city, in a community, in a county that is increasing in size, increasing in business, and increasing in everything else. So the status quo ain't good enough anymore. And not, well, as long as I'm on the air, I will make sure that message gets out.
And really, as we grow, we can expect, please understand, we cannot expect to grow without expenses growing as well.
Amen.
To provide
services. That's right.
That's just going to happen. And so I think people need to expect that their salaries will increase, just like if they go to work someplace else, they're hoping to receive a raise or something of the sort. But it's going to cost more to maintain roads and have good fire departments and to have good and safe water and all of those things. So we either want growth or we don't. But as I said before, I heard the county commissioners loud and clear. Was that 2 weeks ago when there was discussion and one of them said, well, that growth wasn't necessarily good. And I'm thinking, well, that's fine. But I guess I did my part. I mean, my two daughters moved away and I don't have grandchildren living here. So I did my part. And everybody else who doesn't want growth, they can, I guess, I'm saying this because I heard Steve Ferguson say this similar many years ago at a meeting that you know, everybody raised their hand that moved here 10, 15 years ago. Well, okay, if you don't want growth, I guess these folks need to go, something of the sort.
Right.
Because you can't just move somewhere. And then in 5 years say, well, we don't want anything else. And, you know,
yeah,
we're here.
I was here first, so yeah, then I'm going to make the rules and this is going to happen. Okay.
Right. But the other big thing we did talk about last evening was the money for the jail. Now, we've been talking about replacing that jail forever, so that's been a long time coming. I think it's actually going to happen, but boy, the discussion at the different meetings are, one of which was, well, if we don't buy that ground there, what if we go west of town? I heard this at a meeting last week, and so where exactly west of town? There's been some discussion about that as well. So exactly what we're doing with this. And we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. I heard mentioned last night of maybe $50 million. If you think you're paying big taxes now, wait until that happens. So that's the reason why we have got to get our hands wrapped around this kind of criminal behavior that we've been seeing getting increasingly worse. And in my
opinion,
it
all goes hand in hand.
Right. And so we have got to get our hands wrapped around that. So all of that will come together. But in the meantime, we have to figure out who do we want to lead us into the future. And if you don't like what's going on now, if you really have concerns about it, maybe you need to shake it up a little bit. But I don't have anybody running against me, so folks, you can't run against, you know, it's
yeah,
too late
yeah.
now.
You don't know, like Marty, do it next time. But yeah, these messages are getting clearer and clearer from those who are in leadership positions here locally. And again, if you fall on their side of the fence, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. If you don't fall on their side of the fence, I'm not going to try to talk you into it. But that's what's going on, and you need to be aware, because it is your money, Marty. Absolutely. Great job as always. We will get caught up next Wednesday as the county turns. Our soap opera will continue, and you will bring us the details just after 4:05.
Okay, as long as I'm still around.
You will be.
I will. Right through my window.
I doubt they will. I doubt. The voice of reason. That's right. Thanks, Marty. Great job.
Okay, bye-bye.